I've spoken about how far man and woman are today from the divine and golden love that is their birthright. Now we are ready to start reclaiming it. I'm going to take you through a number of steps, a program of lessons in lovemaking, if you care to call it that, and I ask you to please follow it carefully, putting what is said into practice in your own time over the months and years ahead. This is a process. Every step is the means, not the end. The instruction on these tapes leads you closer and closer to the reality of love. But you can't make it happen quickly or with any will of your own. Love has to be allowed to work in you, as love will. In the beginning and for a good while thereafter, you have much to unlearn and many habits to dismantle. To begin with, there are four requirements. Commitment, absence of emotion, practice, and perseverance. Both partners must be committed. To make love in this new way, both you and your partner must be committed to take the necessary steps. Both of you should listen to these tapes, and preferably you should listen together, at least in the beginning. Don't think that playing them once or twice is enough. Both of you must be willing to follow the instructions. Adapt them sensibly to your own particular situation when you see the necessity. Do not give up, no matter how hard things get or how often you seem to fail. Keep a sense of greater purpose. You are both engaged in the restoration of divine love on this planet, whatever that may mean to you personally at this time. If you are listening to this but do not have a partner now, it's a preparation for when you do. For you, this is an exercise in seeing the errors you have made in the past. Make love without emotion or imagination. You are going to practice making love without emotion or imagination. The purpose of this is for you to learn to leave it to the two bodies, to get your habitual controlling self out of the action. You may not get the idea at the first attempt, or you might. At first, the lovemaking may seem strange, even cold. Make love frequently. Make love as often as you can, for only by making love, or endeavoring to, can you make love. The less you make love, the more you grow apart. Don't allow too long a gap. I repeat, make love. Don't make excuses. Put the bodies together and see. Please persevere. There'll be a setback sooner or later as emotion or self comes in. But don't be discouraged. Keep going. Keep loving. If the emotion in either or both of you is too great to allow straightness or love, break off and try again next day. The connection will return, or it will come suddenly and then fade out again as you go through another wave of emotion that separates you. Some of these emotional periods may last several days. During them, you may even dislike each other. Lovemaking can seem impossible. Try when you can, though. You can't rid yourself of all the past at once, or even in a few weeks. You actually have to work at it for the rest of your life. All the time you will be making more love, becoming a more loving and conscious man or woman. Next, I'm going to say several things about right conduct and how to be together in straightness and love. Do not be independent. In the lead-up to lovemaking and in the lovemaking act itself, have no thoughts or decisions independent of your partner. Everything is to be done together and discussed and observed together as you do it. No long silences. Converse constantly, expressing in words what you are feeling as a bodily sensation. When you feel pleasure, say it. Say, "That's lovely," if it is. Say what you actually feel, not what you think. You're not supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to be being. That means looking inside your body at the sensation, not at what you are thinking. Communicating in words will keep you conscious and present, in front of each other. No promiscuity. Don't spread yourselves around sexually. Conserve the energy of this practice. It is precious. Committed partners are not easy to find. Keep to the one partner once you've found him or her. Partners who are not committed will weaken you and make you lose faith. If you are without a partner, my advice is to wait. Don't go with someone for emotional gratification or sexual satisfaction. Wait until someone comes who has enough love to be with you in the ways I'm revealing. If you meet someone and you enjoy being with each other, be straight right from the start. Tell him or her the truth, that you are endeavoring to love and raise your consciousness through love and honesty. Honest love. Take responsibility. Talk about what it involves. And if you are serious and earnest about loving, you will eventually draw to yourself a person who will share the start of this great adventure with you. If the partnership ends after a while, nothing is really lost. Both of you have gained in love and consciousness and can be that much more loving and straight next time. Be vulnerable to love. This is most important, especially for women. Don't cut yourself off because you've been hurt in the past. Be brave for love. Turn outward. Love will help you. Don't let fear harden you. The hurt was emotion and lack of love in both of you. It's past. Let it go. Now that you're beginning to understand what making love is about, you have the simple answer to the hurt and the simplest protection against it. That is, only make love where there is enough love to be straight and to be present with each other. Don't fall in love. Be in love. Falling in love is closing your eyes, shutting down your beautiful consciousness, and tripping off into dreamland while you're awake. It's bound to end in disaster because you'll be in imagination. You won't see what's going on. But be in love. Always be in love when you are in love. For to be in love and to keep love fresh and new requires tremendous awareness, tremendous presence. Be in love in this way, and your love will not end, for love has no end. Fall in love, and your love will end.